Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Fisk reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Allinson moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dotson. Allinson moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson fires to first and picks off Kuntz. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Almon steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. There goes Squires. The throw from Allinson to second, and Squires is out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuntz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Koontz moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koontz scores. Morrison scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mark Clear now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball towards left. LaFleur catches it and throws to home to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Remy moves to third. Stapleton moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman catches it and throws to first to double up Molinaro. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.